All right, 101.1, the Wiz, DJ Diamond, you killed it, son. Meanwhile, speaking of Cincinnati Suns, here's my interview from Friday night in Nashville with Cat Williams.
How are you, sir?
I'm blessed, man. Thank you for having me, first of all.
No, it's a pleasure. Black people need to do better stuff.
Cat is coming home, y'all. We're looking forward to seeing you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a minute since I was there.
Wiz Speed Round. You remember doing this before, man. I'm going to say a word. You just tell me what comes to mind. Cincinnati.
Warm.
Police.
Where?
Family.
Happy.
And I'm going to say this because I watch you, man, and I've been watching you for a long time, and I hear what you say, and I want to know your answer to this. God.
Friend.
Amen.
I got a new relationship with him. I thought we was cool before, but, you know, sometimes you don't have to actually go to jail for him to reach you.
Before you get saved the third time?
Yeah. Fourth saving is the one that takes.
So I watch you, man, and I hear what you say, and sometimes you seem to have a little message in between.
That's what they be trying to beat out of me. They be trying to beat the message out. They don't want that message out there by any means.
What's more rewarding to you, stand-up or doing movies?
I enjoy movies a lot, but I've come to realize that really nothing can replace stand-up for me. Like, right. Just the connection between the people and myself is... I always thought it was magnificent, and I thought it was really great, but I thought that was the way it went. I didn't realize how special it actually was. So now that I do know, now it definitely had to be stand-up.
If you had a choice, man, a lot of people may not realize or remember, but didn't you do an episode of, like, NYPD Blue back in the day?
Yep.
I recognized it, man.
Yeah, lost my fingers in that episode, yep.
Got the afro.
Yeah. Well, you know, if... It's not really acting if you don't step out of your comfort zone. And in a lot of the ways that they wanted me to step out of my comfort zone, I wouldn't allow them to put me in those type of positions. So I did have to try to do some other things just to make sure that I had the chops. You know, acting is one of those things that looks incredibly easy, but it's very, very detailed. So for me, it's practice. Every time I go out, it's another chance to get better. So I appreciate that.
So would you want to do drama?
Yeah. You know, it's just harder for me to know when I'm doing a good job.
I feel you.
In my other endeavors, when the laugh comes in this job, well done, yeah. And when people cry, they cry quiet, and you don't hear them.
Right.
But it's a different emotion. Drama is a reality of life. So you got to mess with all parts of reality.
All right. Well, brother, I'm gonna let you go ahead and get ready. Last question: what are you thinking right now, getting ready for showtime? What goes through your mind?
I'm not old enough for my memory to be this bad. Like, I used to have compartments in my brain. Like, it's certain stuff over here, certain stuff. It's an open seating plan now. Everything is sitting there together. So, you know, before the show, I'm trying to empty my mind of any thought that's pedestrian and only have my audience in mind.
We're going to let you go on that one, man. God bless. Thanks for the opportunity.
He sounds really good.
Yeah, he's doing really good, too, man. And let me tell you, the show, best Cat Williams show ever. I'm talking about crying, side hurting, funny.
Is it all new?
Everything was new. I didn't hear one repeat story.
Oh, man.
Well, he's going to tell y'all what happened to him over the last year.
Uh-oh.
So if you really want to know what happened from the time he cussed out the heckler here on stage and lost it till October 18th, then you need to be at the show because he's going to tell you straight up what went down.